some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
We better take one of those surveys to see what the sound support would be for that move.
They love him. As soon as they see him in Brett's gold, they'll love him.
I voted no.
I know there's something. We better sit down offline to talk about that one before we make any. I'll get your thoughts before we do anything there.
104.5 The Zone is 7:18. This is the Wake Up Zone powered by the Tennessee Lottery. That was David Poile, the Predators GM, on our show back earlier in the week, and we asked him about the potential addition of Corey Perry, Pred's nemesis from his days with the Anaheim Ducks. And
I just picture Mark and Corey Perry walking down the beach holding hands. You know, it's going to happen.
My goodness.
Go to Joe's Crab Shack.
Man.
Get comped.
Right, get comped. No question about it. All right, we're going to talk about Matt Duchene, but we bring in Alex Doherty from A to Z Sports. He said he was coming on here to yell at Mark about Corey Perry. So, man, Alex, have at it, dude. The floor is yours.
Well, you know, honestly, I just hope that someday we can get Carlton Fisk, Carl Yastrzemski, David Ortiz, Dave Roberts, all these guys to put on a Yankees uniform and go play baseball in Mark's backyard.
Yeah, but Alex, in reality, I mean, Clemens, you know, went to the Yankees. Johnny Damon went to the Yankees. Not Matt Damon, Johnny Damon.
Sorry about that. I can't believe I said Matt Damon. The audience didn't hear that. You only heard that. Okay. I was like, oh, crap.
Yeah. Chafin Meyer said Matt Damon. Matt Damon can't hit a curveball.
Had to get a haircut to go play.
So Alex, it's happened. So there is a precedent.
Yeah, that is true. That is very true. Look, on the Corey Perry thing, to be honest, the reason that I couldn't see it happening is because, I honestly think that David Poile would get outbid for Corey Perry. I don't think he would be a great fit in Nashville anyway. And that's actually the heart of why I disagree. I don't think it would be a great fit, but just because I think they need to get younger and faster. But I wouldn't be shocked if Corey Perry signed for $3 million, and I don't think David Poile is going to pay $3 million. He might go for one or two, but I think Corey Perry is going to find somewhere to play for around three, maybe even more. And so I don't even think it's really in the cards.
No, I agree with you. No, that on that, and I said that yesterday. I said, and they would have to move Duchene, or not Duchene. They would have to move Kyle Turris for this even to be a conversation. But there is mutual interest, and I'm just telling you, I would love to bring that personality into the locker room. I understand what you're saying. If they're a speed team, then Corey Perry, you know, is not very compatible. But, you know, if you tell Corey Perry, you know what, you're going to be on our third line, you're going to be sort of what Hartman was, but, you know, a much better version of it in terms of, you know, being an instigator, being a guy that can move up and down on lines. And I think from a physical point of view, a year past MCL, and ACL surgery, you know, I think physically he might have another year or two in him. And he's a determined guy. He wants to prove his detractors wrong. He got bought out and all that. But, yeah, in terms of the money, I agree with you.
Yeah, there's definitely a universe in which Corey Perry is going to be better than he was last year. He's not going to – his production fell off a cliff, but you feel like it's going to go up next year. But when I look at this offseason for David Poile, I think it's one of the most interesting and important and intriguing offseasons in terms of free agency. And in David Poile's history, I mean, he has built his rosters not through free agency. I mean, he's built his rosters through the draft and through trades. And this is going to be probably the first time that we're going to see this much, you know, cap money being spent on July 1. I mean, it just doesn't happen. I mean, you have to go all the way back to Jason Arnott for there to be a big spending on free agency day, or Nick Bonino a few years ago. So the reason I bring that up is I just think that there's too many other important things to buy at free agency to spend any money, even even on a gamble like that. I mean,
all right. Well, let's get to Duchesne. What do you think? What do you think David's threshold is? I said 8.5, maybe 9. Well, but where do you think his stop point is?
I think it's definitely 9. I don't think that you could go 10. And I don't think the Canadians would go 10. I think that theirs would be 9. I think the contracts are probably pretty similar from Montreal and Nashville, because Montreal doesn't have a whole lot of cap money to throw around either.
And so. Montreal needs another defenseman. They need a backup goaltender. They've got more needs than bringing in a guy like Duchesne. Plus, from a tax standpoint, with all things being equal money wise, Nashville has an advantage. Montreal, obviously, with tradition, but the Preds are closer to a Stanley Cup, and Montreal definitely has cap issues. Plus, they have other priorities than bringing in a top six forward.
Yeah, that's true. I agree. I don't know, Matt, but I know that if most people were in a situation he's been over the last 5-6 years, being in Colorado and being shipped out, being in Ottawa and being shipped out, being in Columbus and it working out okay, but maybe you don't want to stay in Columbus. Why would you not want to go to a place that seems to just want nothing but you in their town? And Nashville just seems to be that fit. And I know Montreal, he has some ties there too, but the more I think about this, the more I think it's almost a done deal. And I think that July 1, I think Matt Duchesne is going to be a Nashville Predator.
On the ice, good fit. I mean, we talk about all the stuff about him being in Nashville and having a place here and all that. But on the ice with this group and however he would be grouped with the others around him, how do you think it would fit?
Oh, I think it would be great. I think he fits perfectly with someone like a Craig Smith. I think he would be very successful with Mikael Granlund as well. If you think about what Matt Duchesne brings, I mean, he's going to shoot more often than Ryan Johansson, and he's going to probably put up 20, 25 goals a year, but he's also going to dish the puck as well as anybody on the team and play in front of the net and get to the dirty areas and make good passing across the middle of the ice. When you think about the idea of Matt Duchesne being in the middle of the ice with two guys on either side of him that could be in contract years, Craig Smith and Mikael Granlund, who are going to want to go out and put pucks in the net and make plays in order to get a good contract, I just think it's a perfect match. I think that top six could be electric up and down the ice.
They traded P.K. Subban. Will he be the only one of that core of four defensemen to go?
I think at this point, yeah. I don't think that I wrote about how I think that they needed to break up the top four. I think that was inevitable. My guess is that it would have been Ryan Ellis, but I don't think that anymore. I think that they stick with these top three, and I think given where things might go with the league and expansion and everything, I think they're going to try to keep those three together. Dante Fabbro obviously fits into that mix. You don't know what kind of a leap he's going to make, but I don't think Yossi, Ellis, and Ekholm are going anywhere anytime soon. No.
How about something that Elliot Friedman dropped? The big info man for those people that don't know from Sportsnet. .ca in Canada, that 2 years ago, the Preds and Avalanche discussed a Subban for Duchesne trade. Now, that would have been pretty interesting, given that Subban would have only been here 2 years.
Well, it's funny because I feel like that's kind of what happened here. I mean, you obviously the ink is not on the paper yet, but that when I think about this trade, I mean, if Matt Duchesne signs on July 1, you're going to think about it as P.K. Subban for Matt.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Plus all the other things they got out of New Jersey, and I think the only thing better in that respect than a straight up Subban for Duchesne trade in Colorado is you got 3 good years out of P.K. Subban, including a Norris finalist year. So I think the Predators maybe. I don't see any way that they could be disappointed with that kind of return if it is going to be Matt Duchesne.
Alex, real quick, how much does Duchesne's analytic profile bother you? Because in terms of analytics, it's not very positive for Duchesne that he doesn't really create offense.
Well, I think some of that could be where he's played recently. I think Ottawa, it's tough to create offense there. Columbus, I think he created plenty of offense. And, I think sometimes with centers, it's about where you're on the ice, what position you're in, and who you're playing next to. And, you know, given what I just talked about, I mean, Craig Smith and Mikal Granlund and even possibly Ely Tolvanen down the road, I think he's going to have really, really good players on either side to shoot and put the puck in the net and for him to just be a good distributor in the middle.
From A to Z Sports, covers the Predators, Alex Daugherty. Thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Alex.
Hey, anytime. Thanks.
All right, we'll see you later. Good perspective on potential moves for the Preds, including Matt Duchene, maybe Corey Perry. Maybe
I'm a big fan of Alex, by the way. Good stuff on A to Z Sports.